Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, do you guys want a summary of the Kamala Harris-Bret Baier interview on Fox News yesterday? You know, what they did was the Kamala Harris team deliberately cut the interview short. They deliberately showed up late. They tried to hurry up and rush through the interview. They wanted to make a quick statement. They wanted to look tough. They didn't want to face any tough questions. But Bret Baier wasn't having it. And even though he had to hurry up and rush out some questions in the hyphenated interview, man, he asked several questions that so many in the fake news media have refused to confront Kamala Harris on. But if you want just a hyphenated summary of the Kamala Harris Bret Baier interview from yesterday afternoon, it's basically, well, Donald Trump, Madam Vice President, you are the Vice President right now. Donald Trump is not the President. He hasn't been the President for the last 3.5 years. Well, Donald Trump. Yeah, John Jackson, the Joker from X, summed it up well. Now you see exactly why 92% of her staff quit that were working for her in the White House. All right, man, we got a lot to talk about this morning. Yesterday, we had so many great callers on the phone lines that, hey, why tie up Thursday's show with a bunch of guests? Why not keep the phone lines open once again? That's exactly what we're going to do right here on Montana Talks. I got a couple of Montana-specific stories that I can talk about, but really, we want to hear what you want to talk about. 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. I actually missed the start of the Kamala Harris interview yesterday afternoon, but I was watching. I know none of you watched the governor debate between Governor Greg Gianforte and the gun control activist Ryan Bussey. I know none of you watched it because nobody really cares about the governor's race. I mean, Ryan Bussey is like the one candidate who has worse poll numbers. Well, maybe there's a couple others, but Ryan Bussey is polling worse than Kamala Harris in the state of Montana right now. But anyway, I watched it just for fun. And you know what stood out to me? The panelists for the TV stations that were hosting the debate, they asked both the governor and Fussy Bussey, they asked them about the missing and murdered indigenous women. And what I thought was most interesting is what Ryan Bussey did not say in his response. His response was, well, I'm going to hire a bunch of people in Helena, as if hiring people in Helena is somehow going to solve the missing and murdered indigenous women problem. You know what he said nothing about? He said nothing about the Mexican drug cartels that are targeting Native American women, that are wreaking havoc across the entire state of Montana. Well, it's like, no wonder Fussy Bussy is polling worse than Kamala. I mean, he won't even go after the Mexican drug cartels that are targeting Native American women. It's like he's too busy trying to protect John Tester and his open border policies.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. I'm also really excited because coming up here in just a few minutes, this gentleman spoke Friday night in Kalispell. Great guy, Ray Thompson, the founder of SemiTool in Kalispell, and he shared just two things were shared by this incredible entrepreneur, Ray Thompson. He's on the phone lines. He's going to share those two things here in just a moment. But first up on the phone lines, we've got Wayne in Laurel. Wayne, thanks for the call. What's on your mind here on this Thursday morning?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Aaron. Question that I have with all of these assassination attempts on President Trump, what would happen if, God forbid, they succeed? I mean, after he's elected, you know, we'd know that J.D. Vance would become the president, but what happens if this would take place prior to the election day?
Golf, man, that's a question that I haven't even wanted to ponder. Right, especially with two assassination attempts against Trump, and God forbid they get close to trying to pull it off once again, right?
Right, and you know, that's a question me and my friends, who absolutely support President Trump, but you know, the question came up, we were discussing it again last night. We happened to be down at our favorite brewery that I know you've been to, and it you know, comes up and nobody has the answer. I mean, would they be a postpone in the election? Would J.D. Vance assume that position? What does happen? I don't even want to think about it either, but the potential is there with these crazy guys.
Yeah, no, especially given the craziness and the rhetoric that is still being used, personally targeting President Donald Trump. I mean, when we talk about, you know, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester, we talk about their policies being a threat to the country, right? I mean, we're on the brink of World War III. Let's just be honest, right? They want to draft your daughters into a potential World War III. And USA Today has a "What Happens If a Presidential Candidate Dies" story from back in July, and it even details, well, what happens after ballots are already printed and people are already voting, which is, of course, you know, in Montana. I turned in my ballot yesterday, and so apparently there's different rules for different states on how they handle that whole process. But, you know, it's just tragic that that question is even being raised, because we see that the way that they have failed to provide adequate protection to President Donald J. Trump. And if anything, they've been putting a target on his back, right?
They have. And in fact, I just had heard this morning again where they're talking about the inadequate protection and how everything has got to be changed, starting at the top with Secret Service. And so it is definitely something that could happen. And nobody seems to have an answer, and I haven't seen this article you're talking about, and I don't know what it said, but what would take place? I mean, if you read the article, do you know what they indicated in there?
Yeah, I'll print up the article. I give it just a quick scan here because I want to speak precisely if I'm going to speak to it here live over the radio. So I'll print that up, give it another read during the upcoming break here. But Wayne, thanks for the call. Let's hope we don't even need to worry about that, right? Because I know, you know, really, it's Donald J. Trump. It's not just a generic Republican or a generic this or a generic that. We need Donald J. Trump and his policies and his persona to drive those policies back in the White House, if you ask me. And I think a huge majority of Montanans would agree on that front. Ray Thompson, the man himself, on the phone lines from Kalispell. Ray, such an honor to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Aaron. It's a fabulous opportunity to speak to the fabulous Montanans and through your wonderful show. Thank you.
Well, thank you. First off, you were recognized for your just service to the community on Friday night in Kalispell at the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner, and it was an honor to see you there. You know, since we've got a break coming up, I don't want to interrupt you when you deliver your two things,
okay.
the two things that you want to share with Montanans.
About Montanans.
That's right.
Yes.
Because these are really good two things, because you shared them with me when I was at Sykes Diner a few Sundays ago. But first off, what's your most important message, aside from those two things, that you would want to share with Montanans right now, just on how, I don't know, whether it's community service, whether it's your service as an entrepreneur, building businesses and creating jobs. I mean, you just had such an incredible service to this state.
You know, when I came up here with my new business, a new product in 1979, June 9th, 1979, a long time ago, I started hiring people. They just were so fabulous. And I just want to say that keep it up, Montana. I do believe that the farm-ranch influence is a good part of the qualities of the employees that I had. They embrace responsibility, and they can handle when things don't work out right. It's just part of living on the farm and growing up there, too, you know. So And we always were doing new stuff, and so there was always a matter of risk in what we were involved in, and they could handle it, and it was so great.
You know, and I think that ties in with the two things that you're going to share with us here in just a couple of minutes, is that it's not just that people with a rural background, with the Montana work ethic, that farm ranch work ethic, it's not just that they can handle hard work, that they can handle the tough assignments. It's that they love it. They love hard work. They appreciate hard work. They appreciate the tough assignments. And so that's why so many of them have served in the military over the years as well, is because they want to do the hard work to fight for the future of this country. They find honor in that. They find joy in that. All right. Well, wait till you hear Ray Thompson's two things. He's going to share them with us right after this. Such a timely message, too. Less than 3 weeks before Election Day. So we'll go back to Ray Thompson, and then we got more callers on the line after that.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so I read through this USA Today article, What Happens If a Presidential Candidate Dies? And I know it's a question we don't even want to think about, but Wayne brought it up. So I gave this a little bit of a read. I think what I also want to do, I want to shoot an email over to Rob Nadelson, former University of Montana constitutional law professor, and get his kind of official thoughts and take on it as well. So I'll shoot him a quick email here in just a second. But first, let's go back to Ray Thompson in Kalispell. Yeah, Ray, you shared these just two things that you want to share with the American people here. You shared them with me at Sykes Diner, and then you shared them again Friday night.
Yes, I love sharing these with the Montana people because, in my mind, these both describe, and this is where we live and where you live as you're doing your stuff here in Montana, whatever God gave you to do. The first one is something that we used to see every Sunday morning in the adult Sunday school class in the room that we were in this building that was the Wycliffe Bible Translators headquarters down in Huntington Beach, California. And by the way, the church we went to was the pastor was Bob Thune, who was Senator John Thune's older brother from Myrtle, South Dakota. and anyway, up there on the wall, it said this, and this describes you Montanans. That's why it's worth sharing. It said, I slept and dreamt that life was joy. I awoke and found that life was duty. I acted, and behold, duty is joy. There you are, Montanans. There's where you live, so many of you. Now, the other one comes from a guy by the name of Bill Gothard, who used to speak to people all over the country, about a million people altogether. And this is his definition of a servant's heart: being excited about making someone else successful. Now, what I love about this is you Montanans, this is free enterprise. This is why freedom and free enterprise is so important to us, because it gives us that opening to listen to somebody's problem and what I refer to as problemtunity. You hear the problem, this is the opportunity. Why? Because we have the freedom and we have the excitement to make someone else successful. And that's what all our people did here at SemiTool. We were making other companies and the people within those companies successful.
Well, it's such a great message, both of those. I mean, first off, that you not only can, but you should. If you're not finding joy in service and sacrifice, well, then seek it out. Seek out finding joy in service and sacrifice and in duty. But then secondly, find joy in other people's success. wanting other people to succeed, because so often, whether it's in business or sports or politics, you get people, even people that play for the same team, might get envious of somebody else's success. And it's like, no, you know, be joyful in other people's success. And it's kind of like the old quote that President Reagan would always share, is, which is, imagine what you can accomplish if you don't care who gets the credit for it.
Exactly. And these people had working for me, but really working for the customer. That was exactly their attitude that describes it. Exactly.
Well, and I think it's such a timely message right now, too, because people are just, they're worn out, they're exhausted, they're ready for these elections to be over. But now, with less than 3 weeks to go, this is the most important time ever. And so I've even had callers that said, you know, I get so exhausted just focusing on, you know, important issues and these serious issues. We've got to do it. But no, there is a joy. We should all be happy that we focus on serious issues facing our state and our nation.
And what God can use us to do to help fix these things. And so the bottom line of it is, thank you, Montanans, for being who you are. That's where I come from on all of this. And you, your program, Aaron, you're a classic example of, hey, you could have been at Semitool and very comfortable.
Well, you're too kind. Yeah, I probably could make a lot more money doing other things, but it's such an honor to be here on the radio.
It is tremendous.
I've gotten to meet incredible people like you. Ray Thompson, that was incredible. Thank you for sharing that. I remember when I first ran into you at Sykes and you shared those two things earlier this summer, I was like, we got to share this on the radio. It's such a great message. All right, Ray Thompson, that was an honor. Thank you. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Next up, we've got Kent in Missoula. Kent, what's going on?
Yeah, I'd just like to make a comment about the infrastructure up at St. Ignatius. I do a little drain cleaning for my son, and I went up on Saturday, and I tried to clean this elderly gentleman who'd had a stroke out. His line was plugged or crushed. I couldn't get through there, and then I went down to visit with other people in town to find out what's going on, and the gentleman at Napa told me the entire infrastructure of the St. Ignatius septic system is a disaster. And I asked him, if John Tester's taking care of the reservation, why is the infrastructure of a small town run by Lake County and the tribe, why is it such a disaster? Where does that money go?
Well, look at the High Line. Look at the High Line right now. I mean, the High Line went high and dry, and the earliest they think that the water is going to be restored on the St. Mary's project is by the end of next growing season, by the end of next summer. And it's like, my goodness, like John Tester has sent how much money to Ukraine and to, you know, countries like Ecuador to promote the radical woke agenda, drag queen story hour. And it's like, but yet the High Line is going high and dry. You mentioned the reservations. I mean, I've already talked at length about the fact that you know, the Fort Belknap tribal leader called out John Tester for not, you know, doing anything to help with federal law enforcement resources on the reservations. The reservations that are being battered by the Mexican drug cartels because of John Tester's open borders. And then I read a story 2 days ago where tribal colleges are falling in disrepair because they haven't gotten attention either. And it's like, wow, Conrad Burns was a major supporter of our tribal colleges, and he wouldn't have let the High Line go high and dry if he were still a U.S. senator. And it's like, but John Tester's got all the money in the world for all these other countries.
You're so right. You're so right. And sometimes I think, where are the signs that say red lives matter? Because our reservations are supposed to be an example of how we take care of a minority. And those reservations, those colleges, those infrastructures, or those cities should be pinned on John Tester, and they should never... I mean, the signs that we saw when we drove through Big Sandy are Sheehy signs. They know. They get it. I wish the tribal councils and the people of Montana would promote the failures of John Tester. And when I see it on a, such a large scale, it just blew me away, Aaron. And thank you for
your wonderful show. You know who's pushing John? You know who's promoting John Tester on the reservations in Montana? It's an outfit called the Western Native Voice. I just looked up the numbers 2 days ago. You know who gave over $1 million in just the last 3 years to Western Native Voice? George Soros. George Soros's foundation. So you've got a liberal white guy who promotes the open borders agenda, by the way. That's whose outfit is pushing John Tester on the reservations. Now, I would slightly disagree. Kent, thanks for the call. I would slightly disagree in the standpoint that I don't think it's our federal government's job to take care of people or to specifically take care of certain groups of people, right? I think we want the government, by and large, to get out of the way so we can take care of ourselves. But what I would say, though, is that our federal government has treaty obligations to these tribes, and they should uphold those treaty obligations. Donald Trump upheld those treaty obligations, but he also helped out with the economy, and he helped out with inflation, and he helped out with energy prices, and he didn't get us involved in all these foreign entanglements, right? And he secured our borders. What is a major treaty obligation from our federal government to many of our tribes? To secure their tribal or their reservation borders. Well, Donald Trump fought to uphold that treaty obligation. John Tester and Kamala Harris trampled all over that treaty obligation when they opened up our southern border for the Mexican drug cartels. Next up, let's go to Diane in Troy. Diane, good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I got my election material in the mail, and it's just like usual, the different things, how to do it, and the ballot and so forth. I have a friend in Kalispell who got her election materials, and everything is the same except the ballot secrecy envelope is pink. And I'd like to know why there's a color difference.
Oh, well, I wonder sometimes, yeah, I didn't notice that with my ballot in Yellowstone County, but I know sometimes they'll do that where the instructions might be one color, the ballot itself might be one color, and then the secrecy envelope might be another color, just so that people can better distinguish between the various documents. Maybe that's what was going on there.
All right. No conspiracy theory there.
Would that make sense, I guess?
What the study is that we're supposed to vote for five people.
Yeah, so what that is every, 10 years, cities and counties have the opportunity to vote to review your local government. In the primary, you voted whether or not to review your government. Now you're voting to select the people who will lead that review process for a city study committee and for a county government committee. So those study committee elections, that's what Diane is referring to in Troy. Similar process has taken place in Gallatin County and other counties where they voted to move forward with that process. All right, back right after this.
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordlund.
As the leaves turn color and the temperatures get colder, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey explains the potential benefits derived from moisture expected to cover the western United States here this week.
With that change in temperature across the west, it will be preceded and accompanied by a fairly significant surge of moisture that will lead to some 1 to 2 inch precipitation totals across the Intermountain West and eventually extending as far east as the central and southern Rockies and the adjacent high plains. Given the cooler air coming with this moisture, that could lead to our first significant western snowfall of the season. Given the increased moisture across the west, and that will include high elevation snow, especially in the central and southern Rockies, will be a great benefit to ending much of the western wildfire season. And 1 to 2 inches of moisture along with the high elevation snow should help to dampen topsoils and really reduce the wildfire concerns, except in California, where the season lasts a bit longer and we expect to see wildfire concerns, especially in Southern California, lasting on into November or beyond this year.
And farmers are trying to finish wrapping up winter wheat planting before this moisture hits. As of Sunday, 68% of the state's winter wheat crop was planted. That's behind the five-year pace of 72%. 58% of the crop had emerged. I'm Mike Nordlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Whenever I listen to or watch a political debate or listen to a politician or an elected official, sometimes it's what they don't say that is more telling than what they actually say. And that certainly bared out yesterday afternoon. So I was listening in on this gubernatorial candidate debate. Now, I laugh there because Fussy Bussy Ryan Bussy is a gun control activist. He got paid $150 an hour by the state of California to testify in support of their gun ban. So, and he's polling worse than Kamala Harris in Montana. His running mate is the lockdown lawyer that was working for former Governor Steve Bullock when they were locking down Montana businesses and churches, but keeping the big box stores and the Planned Parenthood abortion mills. So it's not a serious race. He's not a serious candidate for governor. But I thought it was very telling because, I mean, he represents the legislative candidates that are running. Anyway, listen to this question. So the, what was it, the nonstop local TV stations hosted the governor's candidate forum or debate yesterday between Governor Greg Gianforte and Ryan Bussy. Listen to the question and then listen to both their answers, and then I'll get right back into your phone calls.
There are, right now, as we speak, 30 missing Montanans. 8 of them are teenagers.
Yeah.
This question along those lines asks, given the alarming epidemic of missing and murdered Indigenous women here in Montana, what specific policies and actions will you implement to address that human crisis?
It is alarming. It's sad. It's a tragedy. I meet with Native leaders all across this state. I remember specifically sitting down with mothers on the Blackfeet Reservation. Heart-wrenching. Every single one of them had a story about this. They've been personally touched by it. And I've made a commitment to Native populations across this state. I made it early on in our campaign. I want Native voices back at the table in state government, in leadership roles. Governor Schweitzer was excellent at this. He made sure that Native folks had representation in all appointed boards and commissions so that when we make policies, we don't have to go find opinions of Native folks. They are there in the Capitol with us. Governor Gianforte has fallen down on that. There are no longer many Native folks in representation on those boards and commissions. I promise to increase that. I've made that commitment to tribes all across this state. I'm serious about it, and we've got to do that to fix this problem.
Governor, you have 1 minute.
Well, actually, Ryan and I agree on this. I've appointed Native Americans to many of the boards that I get to appoint to because their voice needs to be heard. In addition, my approach has been really to spend time in these Native communities. Just in the last couple of months, I've been up on the Blackfeet Reservation. I've been to the health clinic in Rocky Boy. Was just the folks up in Fort Peck. Been in Lame Deer with the tribal council there, and I met with the chairman and Crow Agency. I think we have to start with relationship. And again, the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous people is tragic. This is why I reauthorized the task force that's working on this. We appropriated money to work on it, but there's more to be done. But the first step is relationship so that we can find common ground and find a path forward together.
Now, what Governor Greg Gianforte mentioned elsewhere in that debate, but what Ryan so the governor mentioned this topic. He mentioned the significance of our wide open southern border and the Mexican drug cartels. So he mentioned that in other portions of this debate. But you notice, what was Ryan Bussy, the Democrat candidate for governor, what was his response? How are you going to deal with missing and murdered Indigenous women? I'm going to appoint more people to boards. He said nothing about the Mexican drug cartels and the wide-open southern border that is wreaking havoc on this state, especially our, you know, reservations. And so I sent this out via X yesterday afternoon, right after seeing that back and forth. I said, reminder, a Fort Peck tribal council member testified on Capitol Hill earlier this year about how Mexican drug cartels are targeting Native women. Bussey says nothing when asked about missing and murdered indigenous women. He'd rather protect John Tester's open border policies. Let's go next. We got, Todd and Warden. Todd and Warden's first up, and then we got Joe Dooling after Todd. Todd, what's going on?
Hey, Aaron, how you doing? I wanted to talk about Tester for one. There's a lot of issues with the Montana VA. While the doctors and nurses are doing a great job in general, the administrative staff is continuously violating regulation, policies, and directives from Dwayne Gill to Dr. Normandin and his crony staff. And Senator Tester's office is empowering that because they don't want to ask for resignations or request that anybody gets fired. I've been fighting the VA now for 19 months, trying to get a procedure done that was ordered by my VA doctor in 22. And actually, I'm supposed to have an appointment for it tomorrow in Richmond, Virginia. However, the VA, the Montana VA, failed to get the beneficiary travel benefit arranged to even send me to that appointment. So I'd like veterans in particular to pay attention. Sure, Tester's helped a few veterans out there, but
the system as a whole is the failure. And
the system as a whole is a failure, exactly.
Yeah,
and we need a change of pace. We need a change of leadership. Because everybody in the Montana VA that works there is reaping Blue Cross Blue Shield benefits. Montana veterans aren't reaping very many benefits at all when it comes to what you're able to get done and things like that.
Well, Todd, thanks for your service and thanks for the phone call. Yeah, I mean, we've documented all of the ways that the VA bureaucracy has been in a downfall in the last 3.5 years. And things started looking up when Donald Trump was president and started forcing reforms on the VA. And then Joe Biden, Kamala Harris took over. John Tester became the chairman of the Senate VA committee. And they started protecting the bureaucracy instead of fighting for the veterans that were struggling under that bureaucracy. Time for a change, that is for sure. Todd, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. I could say a lot more on that topic, but I want to get to your phone calls here. We've got Joe Dooling on the phone lines. Joe, did I see you're in Missoula today, or are you back home in Helena?
I'm back home in Helena here. So I wanted to see what your opinion was. Maybe you already talked about it, that Chuck Schumer ad with Ed Tinsley in there. Do you remember Ed Tinsley's that former Lewis and Clark County commissioner who got our county sued because he was picking Democrat subdividers over Republican subdividers, and he got sued and the judge threw him out. And then he went on to work for Schweitzer and Bullock as the DS coordinator, and there was allegations of trading favors for sex and in the office and all sorts of stuff. And now that guy is running the ad for Chuck Schumer for John Tester, and you know, you just do a Google on Ed Tinsley and you see pictures of him, Schweitzer, and John Tester all together. And if you remember in 2006, Schweitzer called the AP and said, you call this race or I'm going to call it for John Tester. And Ed Tinsley was right there. And the point I'm making is that if the allegation is there's no coordination between these two, there's no way there's not a coordination between these two, as tight as these guys all are.
Yeah, so I remember that. I haven't seen the ad that you're referencing here, but yeah, Ed Tinsley, I don't know why they think he would be a good face for a TV commercial, because yeah, huge scandal at the State Disaster and Emergency Services when he was in charge. And then I think he wanted to become the U.S. Marshal, but he had to withdraw his name for consideration for that job for some reason, right?
Yeah.
And so,
right, yeah.
So why did they think he would be a good face for their TV ad? I guess that's a Chuck Schumer deal.
And,
huh?
When to think that it has no coordination, I mean, these guys are, again, as thick as thieves. So it's just shocking to me that ad's going. And it just goes to show, if it walks like a duck, it looks like a duck in this election, it is a duck. And these guys are all in it to get Tester elected, and they'll do whatever they have to win.
Yeah, they're, they're in desperation mode right now. Meanwhile, the national media is already bailing, already basically saying that Tester is toast, but Montanans aren't going to take it for granted.
I said it once, I'll say it again. This election will be over by 11:30.
I sure hope so.
She's going to win by a larger margin than Daines beat Bullock.
I sure think the opportunity is there. I mean, Tester has just been such a train wreck, and people are just finally awake to what a fraud he is.
Right. Yep. Well, my friend, thanks for what you do. This state wouldn't be the same without you.
Oh, you're too kind. Well, hey, it's the callers that make the show. Joe Dooling, great to hear from you as always, my friend. Thanks for calling in. 406-294-0970. If you called in earlier and the phone lines were full, we've got phone lines open for you right now, but you better call in right now because these last few minutes go quick. 406-294-0970, and then we'll be on to Freedom Friday for tomorrow's show.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, if there is one thing the Montana media has failed at miserably this election cycle, I'm mostly referring to the print and the TV stations, it's their half-baked attempts at doing a fact check. Their phony fact checks have just been embarrassing. But that's why I have to say I was very surprised to see the liberal-leaning Flathead Beacon actually call out a Democrat for lying about Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke. The Flathead Beacon had this headline: Tranel accused Zinke of illegally operating a vacation rental. Whitefish officials say otherwise. Here's Ryan Zinke calling her out. He was on KGVO with our friend Peter Christian, and thanks to Peter for sharing this audio with us.
There's lines. For someone to fraudulently enter our property and film in our property and bounce on our bed, that's a bridge too far. But it didn't go there. It, beyond the pale is next is a film in our driveway. The film a commercial and lie about it. And if you're really lying, you know, the Flathead Beacon, you know, put out the look, it's a lie. I mean, we don't get any special privilege. I mean, probably wife is just the opposite. But the commercial is based on a lie. And then filming on our driveway, you know, as a former secretary, you know, I've received death threats. But so is my wife. So my kids. As a matter of fact, my dog received death threats. So, you know, we take it very seriously. And when our family feels at ease in our own home and secure because, you know, someone's launching vitriol attacks that are untruthful in the yard, you know, that's beyond the pale. So, you know, we'll get through it. But it just shows that some people have no boundaries. They're willing to do anything.
In the heat of an election, people still have to obey the law.
All right, that was a follow-up response there by the great Peter Christian. And, yeah, Peter, thanks for sharing that audio with us. But you can see the full story. Flathead Beacon calls out Tranel for lying about Ryan Zinke. Go to MontanaTalks.com. I think we've also got Peter's story posted there as well. Let's see. Let's go next to Justin in Roundup. Justin, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Hi, good morning, Aaron. Usually listen to you in the morning when I'm at the gym doing my workout, and I heard you talking about immigration, and I just want to do some rumor control. I can't find any information on an incident that happened. I've been hearing that some immigrants were dropped off in Billings, about 100 of them, and I can't find any information on that, and I just want to see if you've heard anything about that.
You know, you hear rumors all the time. And, you know, 5 years ago, you'd be like, oh, now it's probably just a rumor. Let's go find out what the story is. But look, We've got another migrant, another so-called migrant, behind bars on alleged rape charges in the Gallatin County Jail right now. There's been several illegal aliens or so-called migrants put behind bars in jails all across this state. Now, here's the thing. We know that the Biden-Harris regime has been flying illegal aliens all over this country and then dumping them into communities all across this country. We also know they refuse to share any of that information with local authorities, with our governor, with our attorney general as well. So the fact is we can't confirm it's happening, but we know that there are illegal aliens all over this state, and we know that they're being dumped here, and we know that John Tester voted to continue funding those so-called migrant flights.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, Aaron. I was a military police officer for 24 years, and 22 of those years I spent overseas.
Wow.
And I can see the dangers of our border, because we had the intel for the tunnels. They were going under our border for the longest time, but now they don't need to use those tunnels. And it's just, if it's affecting us all the way up here in Montana, you know, that's my anti-terrorism training is kicking back in. And it's like, dang, man, we've got to, even because, you know, I voted yesterday because early voting is the way to go this year, because on voting day, we may not make it to the polls. You know, I may be sick that day.
That's right. You could know, be like a massive snowstorm. Yeah, you might not make it in, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so I got my ballot in, and I just know that, you know, Trump gets elected, which hopefully he does, he's going to fix the border, but we got to – it's like trying to put a tourniquet on an artery that's spewing out. You know, the blood's already out. You can't put the blood back in. It's going to take a long time to fix that wound.
Yeah.
We've got to deal with that in the meantime.
Our country has a sucking chest wound going on right now, but you're right.
Man.
They're just trying to put Band-Aids on it, and the media is saying nothing to see here. No, it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's crazy. You said 20 of your 22 years were overseas. Thank you for your service.
Well,
that's a...
Well, thank you for yours. It was 22 of my 24 years was overseas.
Wow.
I'm a tourist in my own country.
Hey, we all feel like that right now. You didn't have to be in
right?
the military overseas to feel like that, man.
Well, thank you for your service, too, because I know you're a veteran as well, and you were in the Army, correct?
That's right. I was Army National Guard and then switched over to the Reserve for a few years, and God willing, that retirement paperwork should finally clear here pretty soon. So, but I won't hold my breath. But no, I haven't done half as much as of what you've done. Man, there's so many of you guys, you men and women, run circles around me. It was just an honor to serve. It was just such an honor to get that opportunity to meet so many incredible men and women serving our country. Hey, Justin, great to hear from you. Hope to meet you one of these days. You mentioned doing your workout. I got to go to the gym to clear my head after all this crazy stuff in the news.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnaFi points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnaFi app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnaFiRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.